Radio Prague News. The most likely prime minister has announced his picks for key party positions. The possible future government coalition may cut welfare and social allowances by 10%, and hundreds of people gathered to commemorate the victims of the 1942 Legice massacre. The most likely next prime minister, Petr Nečas, has announced his six picks for senior offices in the Civic Democrats Party. The announcement comes days before the Civic Democrats Party Congress, to be held on July 19th and 20th, when a new party leadership will be elected. Among the candidates for offices such as deputy party leader are former Foreign Minister Alexander Vondra and former deputy chairwoman of the lower house Miroslava Nemtsova. Mr. Nečas himself is applying for the position of party leader. He said that the Civic Democrats were aware of the signal for change that voters had given his party at the recent lower house elections and that this would also translate into personnel changes. A committee of experts from all three parties in the process of forming a government coalition has suggested that budget cuts of 10% in welfare and social allowances be implemented. The committee will now hand over its recommendation to the negotiating teams of the possible coalition's parties, the Civic Democrats, Top 09, and Public Affairs. Political analysts believe that such cuts may well become a part of the future government's coalition program. The three parties are yet to reach agreement on the last remaining issue of coalition negotiation, tax increases. While the Civic Democrats oppose implementing higher taxes, Public Affairs would like to raise income tax for the country's highest earners. Hundreds of people gathered at a mass grave in the central Bohemian village of Legice on Saturday to commemorate the victims of a massacre that took place in the village in 1942. In a speech, the head of the Senate, Przemysl Sobotka, warned that neo-Nazism was a growing threat to Czech society. He added that it was time to learn from the past. The commemoration ceremony continued in front of the village's museum with a performance by Czech singer Lucia Bíla. Some 600 children from child choirs across the country gave concerts as well. Following the assassination of the German governor of Bohemia and Moravia, Reinhard Heydrich, Nazis razed the village to the ground on June 10, 1942, and executed 340 of Legice's 503 inhabitants. On Saturday, the majority of Prague's museums will stay open past midnight as part of the city's annual museum night, now in its sixth year. Most of the 53 participating institutions will be open to visitors from 7 p.m. free of charge. Special concerts, theater performances, and lectures will be part of the program. The capital's transport authority has extended its metro services until 1:30 a.m. to accommodate visitors of museum night. Special buses will also be in effect. Last year, some 180,000 visitors attended the event. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. It will be partly sunny with the possibility of storms in the next few days. Temperatures should reach up to 26 degrees Celsius on Saturday and Sunday and are then expected to cool down next week. My name is Sarah Barufka and this is the end of today's news.